Song Festival. And I always joke with my kids when I hear a song or something. You know, it's from the Emische Gedichte, Chassidic Negunim, as I say with italics, and I say to them, that sounds like a niggun straight out of Neville. And they all start to laugh, because they know exactly what I mean when I'm saying it. That it doesn't fit at all to the kind of Negunim that we're supposed to be used to. And he does the same thing, Baruch Hashem, also another development that we have. We have now Jewish movies. And I must say again, Jewish movies. And again, in these movies, we have, it's completely wide open many times. As parents, it's a Jewish movie. Have you looked at it? Have you seen it? Have you screened it? Is it, does it have good content to it? Who gives a heckscher on it? We're worried about what our children will eat and what they'll drink, but what they'll sap into themselves and see. And there's so many people taking advantage of it today. And it also seeps in the values that they teach. And even we hear when they're interviewed, the people that are making the Jewish movies. And they say, we have a big request that there should be more action in it. Guns and all different kinds of things. Because that's what grabs the crowd. I know it grabs the crowd. But that's one of the problems. What are the values are we getting from that? How much screening are we doing it? And not only that, even the ones that are okay. The question is, how much are we giving a dosage that it begins to become a certain amount of addiction to all these kind of things. Everything has to have its balance. If we allow it without any restriction, hours upon hours, our children become addicted to such kind of entertainment. And then when we want them to be involved in other activities, if it's learning or other kinds of activities, it becomes much more difficult. We have to be on guard to balance them out. There has to be limits, borders and boundaries. Before we received the Torah, there was the mitzvah of Prisha and the mitzvah of Hagbola, separation and borders and boundaries. There were borders, because in order for us to be able to receive the Torah and to be receptacles to be able to receive it in the right way, there has to be limitation and borders and boundaries in our homes. I know it's not easy. I know it's difficult. We have large families. We're busy. We have all other kinds of responsibilities. But we have to recognize the fact that Hashem gave us a family, and we have to guard the sanctity of our families. And one of the ways of guarding it is making sure that the things that are coming into our homes are up to par and congruent to what we want our lives to be as Chassidisha houses. And all these kinds of things have to be screened and watched, that we shouldn't have the rebound in our homes, the echoes. It should be absorbed and imbued in all areas of our lives. I was once sitting with a family. They were complaining to me about their 16-year-old daughter, that she was on her way out. And they were complaining about the school. And I heard them out and I said to them, I understand. I understand that our schools need improvement. Everything needs improvement. But I'd like to first ask all of you also, both of you, I said to them, please tell me, in the things that you have a responsibility over, tell me, what kind of reading material do you have in the house? What do you have in the bedroom? And the mother looked at me and she says to me, what goes on in my bedroom, the reading material, that's my business. I said to her, it's true, it's your business, but I want you to know something. Don't think that your kids don't know. Don't think they don't sense. And don't think the things that you're reading aren't influencing you and making you into the person who you are. Because we are affected by what we read. We do get affected, and our thinking does get affected. We tend to think, when we talk about assimilation, we think that assimilation just means somebody marrying out of the fold. That's the most blatant, extreme expression of assimilation. But there's assimilation in values, where we get affected by the values of our society that we live in, and we become assimilated into those values. And we don't even understand, as the time goes on, what's the matter with this and what's the matter with that. Because it has become such a part of our lives that we forget who we really are, what's our identity. And this all comes from what we read, what we look at, what we listen to. This all affects us. That's all part of the sanctity of our homes. Who we are as persons. What are our values that are coming into our homes through all the kind of technology that there is today. I must say, this is one of the reasons why, for years, we've been seeing what's happening. We've come out right before Shavuos now in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Din of Eretz.